This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ESPN asked a bunch of their different insiders for bold predictions. You can see how desperate the sports world is to keep the NFL in the main headlines, because one website I went to yesterday was 2019 predictions. I'm not even for the season. I'm not even going to open this and read this. It's a waste of time. This is desperation. But offseason moves or personnel within the division, kind of interested in that. And the Todd Archer prediction on ESPN.com was that the Cowboys signed Dak to a long-term extension, 6 years, $168. That includes $65 million in guarantees. Now, if you break out your calculator, 168 divided by 6 is 28 a year. That's kind of what we were looking at yesterday. $28 million a year for Dak Prescott heading into the final year of his contract, making six figures, $65 million in guarantees.
Well, it's quite simple. If you think he's the guy, it's a good deal. If you don't think you do it no problem. Like, you know, $28 million, if you think he's the guy, $28 million is the going rate. Ish for a quarterback.
But the problem is, in the NFL, I don't think that the thought doesn't have to be, it's not really, do I think he's the guy? The problem in football is, do I have an alternative? And that's why Andy Dalton and Joe Flacco and Alex Smith get their money, because we don't have another option. It's not, I know publicly it will look like an endorsement that, yes, he's our franchise guy, we believe, but I look at it as you don't have anything really that much. You don't have anything better. You don't have anything else to turn to.
That in part, that's true.
That's how Blake Bortles got paid. That's how a lot of other guys get paid.
Well, Blake got like a 1 year kind of thing. You know, it wasn't like in a long term extension.
Sean's got a point.
He got a nice extension.
No team in the NFL has two options. None of them do. If they did, they wouldn't have one.
Philly has two options.
Okay. All right.
That's about it.
For the first time in a long time, we've seen a team with two options, but there are multiple teams in the NFL with no options. So, you know, as a team that in most cases has just one option, that if you let your option walk, you ain't getting him back. You let him get to free agency, you're probably not getting him back unless you're the one that's now willing to pay over and above what it takes to get
somebody. Somebody will do it one day. Somebody will make the bold move, and they'll either be looked upon as revolutionary or a moron. It's going to take someone with that job security, with those stones to do it. Jerry has the job security, but they're not going
to
do it.
Who was the last team to do it?
Kansas City this year.
I think all the way back. I don't even know if Alex Smith, like, I thought it was, I don't know. I thought they were pretty clear that Patrick Mahomes was, like, ready to take over that role. I would have to go back to Drew Brees in San Diego as like the last team to let like a premier guy go. And it was because they were about to draft. They were about to draft really high.
Cutler, when he was leaving Denver, he was still thought of as a big time guy.
That's a good example.
But it's very rare.
It is rare. I mean, you know, with Brees had the shoulder injury.
I mean, I guess you could say Kirk Cousins most recently. And I mean, look how well that turned out for him, as well as you can make the case any free agent quarterback in history.
It's just too simplified to say, well, we can drafting a quarterback and plugging them in is not like, I think it's a little bit insulting to the quarterback position to act like it's plugging in a running back. Like, you talk about and read about the complexity and the difficulty, and it's not just a plug and play thing like the Denver Broncos back in the day with 17 different backs, or today's NFL back. You can just plug in a guy and say, okay, run, put up my points like the Rams do with Sean McVay.
Right. Now, this is where you got to have faith in your scouting, that you can find that guy, that you can identify that guy.
And this is KT's biggest fear. I think that this has been an on-air take by KT and not just over beers conversation, but I'm going to put him out there anyway. I think KT is so married to the idea of extending Dak because he has a humongous fear about the Cowboys organization identifying and developing quarterback talent.
Well, they may have a problem with it. You know, they might. You know, and if that's the case,
well,
that puts
the
themselves into a – well, but they really haven't tried either. Right. You know?
Who's the last high pick besides – was Stephen McGee a third-rounder?
Yeah.
Is he a third-rounder Aggie?
I think so. Let me look him up.
Okay. Yeah, he was.
I was expecting the Aggie to know it instantly off the top of his head. Troy, are you listening?
Sorry about that. We're working on something. What's that?
Stephen McGee was the third rounder?
Fourth rounder. He was supposed to be a top 10,
okay,
and then he fell.
101.
Okay,
fourth.
So you're right.
Like I said,
hasn't been a second or third, like, you know, it's been a fourth, a fifth.
Look, the last quarterback they've taken in the first round was Troy Aikman.
Troy.
Okay, that's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So
kind of hard for me to hold you accountable for not developing a guy when – if your fourth or fifth or sixth don't hit, I'm not calling you out on that.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Colts have taken two quarterbacks in the first round in that time frame, but they've been lucky on two of them, okay? The Packers have not selected two quarterbacks in the first round because they traded for Favre, but they drafted Aaron Rodgers. Okay, that's kind of getting fortunate to be able to get both. Most other teams... like the Patriots haven't selected a quarterback in the first round since Bledsoe. Most other teams have to, okay? Because you're not getting back-to-back greatness. So you got to select players in the first round.
If they're going to give him the deal, which they probably will this offseason, I just hope that they have the Derek Carr out. Like, the Raiders can get out of the Derek Carr contract. I just hope that they can get out of it like the Raiders can with Derek Carr.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a nice stipulation to put in there, but I'm not feeling like that's what it's going to be. And I'm not necessarily sure that he would accept it.
Well, like, why did Derek Carr accept it?
Yeah.
You know, like he was coming off an MVP season. The thing is...
but also a big-time injury, right?
It was a separate shoulder. It was separate
after
shoulder.
Okay.
But and here's the other thing, and I have to stay consistent. Last week, I went on this whole rant about experience, or a couple weeks ago when it was about Kellen Moore, how experience is... what the Cowboys have to sit down and evaluate is how much has Dak grown with the reps and all the time we've put into it. Like, I heard G-Bag throw this out yesterday. It was an interesting topic, and Roy sent it to us last night. Would you trade Dak for a first-round quarterback in order to avoid the $30 million a year and get under a new five-year window with a rookie salary? And, yes, that all sounds well and good, but you're probably eating a year with experience. The Dak rookie season is an aberration. It rarely happens. And you do – there is a tremendous value I put in experience and reps and what he has done since day one. If he hasn't grown that much – and we haven't seen that much of an improvement, and we haven't been able to expand the offense, and he isn't getting different concepts and all that stuff, then let's think about moving on and not committing to this deal. If he has, and he has the capacity, which everyone says he does, to keep learning and growing, and he's been picking up, and the experience will only help him, and it has helped.
And taking more of the game plan into his own.
Yeah.
Because
growth.
That when we saw the leap from Tony Romo, that was the massive leap. It wasn't like... I mean, A, he wasn't even playing after 3 years. So in that comparison, like, Dak is already above and beyond anything Tony did at that point. But also, Tony himself says, it took me like 8 years before I looked across at the defense and could decipher exactly what was going on the other side. And who knows if Dak's even there yet to think to bring in another guy and just expect within a year or two he's up to speed. It's not going to happen. I mean, even... the best coaches. We give Sean McVay all this love, and yet Bill Belichick completely confused him in an NFL championship game, completely flummoxed Jared Goff to the point that he couldn't even throw a touchdown. And a lot of that is just youthfulness. They haven't seen all the things that an NFL team can come up with to try to stop you.
So yesterday, Kavanaugh said he would trade Dak for Kyler or Haskins out of Ohio State. I guess he wants to run the option here with Haskins.
Right, because he's such a great runner.
Because Stephen A. would suggest that.
But, no, I mean, but, you know, from that perspective, you're doing a couple of things. One,
Kavanaugh's a prospect guy too. He's in love with the new
thing.
He is.
He's kind of Ben Rogers in that regard. You know, Ben's a prospect guy in baseball. He wants to have the best Round Rock team, not the best Arlington team.
But it's also a cost evaluation.
Well, it's
thing.
Cost evaluation. I mean, you're trading a fourth for a one. Okay. And you're trading $30 million for six.
And you might be picking up something extra when you consider that, you know, a quarterback of Dak's caliber, you would think, could fetch more than just a first-round pick.
Right, he would.
I would like to believe that if you're dangling Dak out there, like it starts at one and a two minimum, and probably you're looking at a one and a one.
Yeah, he's getting more than Khalil Mack. He just is. He's a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. You should.
Defensive players are not nearly as valuable as quarterbacks.
Should. I don't know if he would.
Because we're talking about, I understand the position. Yeah. We're talking about a generational talent on that side versus an above average talent right now, a quarterback. All right, let's just have fun with it for the hell of it. It'll never happen. It'll never happen.
Agreed.
The Giants at six offer you that pick. All the quarterbacks are on the board. They offer you that pick for Dak Prescott.
I am not sold on this year's crop of players. So I would probably not do it. Like if this was next year, you had Herbert, you had two, I would do it. Yes.
The Giants at six offer you that pick for Dak.
I don't know how I would feel about bringing Kyler Murray in to then try to save Jason Garrett's job or whatever. And I don't know how I would love the two of them pairing up together. But from a talent perspective, I think I would rather take on Kyler Murray and the opportunity of that five-year rookie deal, that money, all that stuff. I think I would take that opportunity and feel a little bit better about building a championship team around him, especially with the pieces I already have in place, right? Dak came into the best rookie situation, arguably maybe we've ever seen. And that wasn't even with that great of a defense. That was just with an amazing offensive line, still intact. In fact, should be better next season with Travis Frederick coming back. An experienced running back in Ezekiel Elliott, who now has multiple years under his belt and is one of the best blocking running backs in the NFL. And Kyler would have a weapon in Amari Cooper that Dak didn't have. You know, I don't think Dez in Dak's rookie season was the caliber of player that Amari Cooper is now. So all those pieces combining with Kyler Murray's electric skill set, much better runner than Dak Prescott, in addition to probably being a better thrower. Yeah, all those pieces together, I would take that formula and I would take it to the bank.
The formula works.
Yeah, the formula is the only reason I would do it because I'm out on Kyler.
And the formula allows you to keep DeMarcus Lawrence and Ezekiel Elliott and pay Byron Jones and bring in Earl Thomas and all that stuff without feeling like in two seasons we've got a serious pill to swallow, which is the way we all feel now.
But you're also burning a year. Like, it's very unlikely that type of rookie season happens again.
But are you on that championship precipice at this moment?
Yes. You have to view yourself as you're in the on-deck circle.
Do you feel that way?
I think that they are
I definitely agree with you that they feel that way. Do you feel that way?
They're not a step away. They're like two steps away.
I tend to agree.
They're on the.
I can optimistically put them in a Super Bowl picture if everything falls the right way.
Everything has to go right.
But that's
they're not a true legit heavyweight contender.
Yep.
Yeah, they're still at best the fourth best team in the NFC.
Yep.
And that's not really, and that means they're also probably the seventh best team in the NFL. So that's not really contender status for me yet. So if I were to think that they're not a contender, then I can give the year up. You can talk all you want about re-signing Dak or getting the trade for him. You could also do the same thing for Tank. Pay him 20 or get a first or a one and a two.
True. Something's going on there.
I could easily do that, too.
I would say no for the record for, like, the Kyler deal if it was number six. I would dream scenario, try to figure out a way, and this isn't going to happen, figure out a way for him not to agree to the extension this year.
Now, that scenario you brought up with the Giants is also a little tricky one because I don't know if I'd love giving my division rival a quarterback.
That's part of it.
In Dak Prescott.
Yep, that's definitely part of it.
That's part of it.
I still would do it.
All right. So that's around the NFL. The other bold predictions within the division, by the way, just for the heck of it, Giants trade up to get Dwayne Haskins in the draft. Eagles draft a D lineman in the first round. What a bold prediction. Mm. And the Redskins lose linebacker Preston Smith and wideout Jamison Crowder to free agency.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.